Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the board meeting. At this time, all parties are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If you should require assistance during the call, you can press star and then zero. And as a reminder, this call is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the call over to our host, Ms. Barbara Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brad. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome to the December 17th, 2020 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamation in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We have done so more than a time or two over these last months. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's December 11th, 2020 disaster proclamations, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference means that members of the public are permitted to listen to the entirety of the meeting and, if they would like, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we go on, please note this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to ensure that any public remarks that are given this morning can not only be documented, but they can be attached to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. So we have a quorum. We have no announcements today, so we'll move right into public comments. And this is the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator is Brad. Brad, if you would come on the line now and explain how members of the public may log a request to make a comment.
I sure will. Thank you. If you would like to have your line open. You're welcome. If you would like to have your line open for a comment, please press 10 at this time. If you'd like to withdraw your question or comment, you can repeat the 10 command. Once again, that's 10 to make a comment, to have your line open. And currently no questions or comments from the phone line.
Okay, thank you very much, Brad. Well, then we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the approval of the December 3rd regular board meeting minutes. Member Van Wee moves adoption of the minutes and seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. All right, unanimous, the ayes have it, the minutes are approved. And now on to the general agenda for the day, rulemakings. The first is R21-1, a final order, and it's mine. The board today adopts identical and substance amendments to the Illinois Ambient Air Quality Standards, responding to U.S. EPA actions during the first half of 2020. The board also includes limited corrections and revisions that don't come from the U.S. EPA, but they are relevant for correcting in our own record. During the first half of 2020, U.S. EPA designated a new federal reference method for monitoring sulfur dioxide and a new federal equivalent method for monitoring nitrogen dioxide in ambient air. The board incorporated this newly designated methods into the Illinois rules. The board also adopted a limited number of corrective amendments that are not based on U.S. EPA. The board also adopted a proposal for public comment on September 17, 2020. A notice of proposed amendment appeared in the Illinois Register on October 2, 2020. The board held a public hearing on November 19, 2020, by video conference between Chicago and Springfield with remote access by WebEx, as required by Section 110 of the Federal Clean Air Act. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. On a unanimous vote, the ayes have it, and the order is approved. And my understanding, Member Van Lee, is that you don't want to deal with 2018 at this time?
That's correct. JCAR has requested to extend its second notice review, which we agree with. So I recommend that we hold this over for a future meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. We have no adjusted standards. The next item is administrative citations. And the only one is AC21-2, Member Polybos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On November 9, 2020, County of Jackson timely filed an administrative citation against Robert Green concerning Green's open dump site located in Jackson County. In this draft order, the board finds that Robert Green violated the act and orders Robert Green to pay $4,500 in civil penalties. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So on a unanimous vote, Member Polybos' order is approved. And now adjudicatory cases, I think we're going to be on the order of Polybos for the remainder of the morning. The first adjudicatory case is PCB 18-39. Member Polybos.
Thank you. On November 30th, 2017, the IEPA filed a recommendation that the board certify certain facilities of Larson Farms Partnership as pollution control facilities for preferential tax treatment under the property tax code. On December 4th, 2020, the IEPA filed a motion to correct the record stating that the property identification number used in the filings and in the board order was incorrect. This draft grants the IEPA's motion to correct the record and reissue the tax certification for Larson Farms. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Clerk Brown, any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no, none voting present. The order is approved. And the next issue is PCB 20-66, a proposal for settlement. And I see that Member Van Wee has jumped into the middle of Member Polybos' orders. Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On March 19, 2019, the Office of the Attorney General filed a 2-count complaint against J&M Vehicle Management Enterprises, LLC, alleging that J&M had, 1, operated its industrial facility without an NPDES permit, and 2, created a threat of water pollution. On December 10th of 2020, the parties filed a stipulation and proposal for settlement with J&M admitting the violations and agreeing to a $3,500 civil penalty. The parties also requested relief from the hearing requirement of Section 31(c)(1) of the Act. This order directs the hearing officer to give notice to the public of this request in order to give the public an opportunity to object to this proposal. I move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, on a vote of 4 yes, none no, none present, the ayes have it, the order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-18, a proposed settlement. Member Polybos.
Thank you. On September 9, 2020, the people filed a 3-count complaint against Reed Murdoch. On October 28, 2020, the parties filed a stipulation and proposed settlement accompanied by a request for relief for the hearing requirement. The board provided notice of the stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief. The newspaper notice was published in the Chicago Sun-Times on November 7, 2020. The board did not receive any requests for hearing. In this draft order, the board accepts the party's stipulation and proposed settlement. Under the proposed settlement, Reed Murdoch neither admits nor denies the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $10,000. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we had unanimity, 4 voting yes, none voting no, none voting present. The order is approved. Our next item is PCB 21-23, a proposed settlement. Back to you, Member Palibos.
Thank you. On September 24, 2020, the people filed a 3-count complaint against Solvent Systems International concerning its cleaning product production facility located in Cook County. On October 30, 2020, the parties filed a stipulation and proposed settlement accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement. The board provided notice of the stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief. The newspaper notice was published in the Daily Herald on November 9, 2020. In this draft order, the board accepts the party stipulation and proposed settlement. Under the proposed settlement, Solvent Systems neither admits nor denies the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $9,874. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, the order is approved. And the next item, also Member Palibos, PCB 21-33, a proposed settlement.
Thank you. On October 29, 2020, the people filed a 3-count complaint against Lawrence Foods Incorporated concerning its bakery ingredient manufacturing facility located in Cook County. Simultaneously, the parties filed a proposed stipulation settlement. The board provided notice of the stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief. The newspaper notice was published in the Daily Herald on November 9, 2020. In this draft order, the board accepts the party stipulation and proposed settlement. Under the proposed settlement, Lawrence Foods does not affirmatively admit the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $12,500. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, the order is approved. The next item is, again, in Member Palibos' camp, is PCB 21-40, a tax certification.
Thank you. On December 4, 2020, the IEPA filed a recommendation that the board certify specified facilities of Lanon Farm as pollution control facilities. Based on the board's technical review and IEPA's recommendation, the board finds and certifies these facilities as pollution control facilities. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have 4 voting yes. The order is approved. And our final item, again, Team Palibos, is PCB 21-41, a tax certification. Take it away, Member Palibos.
Thank you. On December 4th, 2020, the IEPA filed the recommendation that the board certify specified facilities of Welch AG Services Incorporated as pollution control facilities. Based on the IEPA's recommendation and the board's technical review, the board finds and certifies these facilities are pollution control facilities. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes. The order is approved. And I want now, we're really at the end of our agenda, but I would like to end this last regular meeting of the year with a short presentation. Ordinarily we would be together in person and we would recognize the significant work anniversaries and present pins to board staff members during the year. We would be gathered together there in the board meeting place around that wonderful big table. We'd be having a fine meal, and we'd be making much merriment. Well, we can't do that. It's not possible today, but we certainly don't want to overlook the four people who have played important roles for the board for, collectively, a total of more than 100 years. First, Lynn Hedges has now served the board for 20 years. Lynn, all of the work that you do for the board takes a lot of effort, but you do it with charm, energy, and your warmth for all of us, for each of us, means a great deal to us. So please accept the board's recognition and our many, many thanks for all that you do. Yay, Lynn!
Yay!
Brad, yay! Sound yay. Of clapping hands. Brad Halloran okay. has also been with the board for 20 years. Brad, your experience and expertise as hearing officers are invaluable. We very much appreciate all of your work, and we are delighted that you and your sense of humor are part of the board team. Yay, Brad.
Yay,
Brad. Now, Marie Kipthorne has served the board for 30 years. And, Marie, you filled so many roles for the board that I won't even try to list them. Many, many thanks to you for your ability to be such an effective and efficient leader. And we also thank you for being such a good friend to each of us. Congratulations, Marie. Yay.
Yay, Marie.
Thank you, Marie.
Finally, Barbara Mins has now been with the board for 35 years. Barbara, you obviously have developed a very strong dedication to the board over that time. It's clear in everything that you do, and we very much appreciate all of your service. Congratulations, Barb.
Yay. Yay. Yay.
Thank you, Barb.
Okay. Now, just because we're doing this virtually doesn't mean that ultimately you won't get your pins. So we're going to hang on to them for now so that we can present them to you in person once we're all able to hang out together in the office for a board meeting in the new year. To everyone, especially to Lynn, Brad, Marie, and Barb, thank you for all that you do. Thanks especially to each of you for successfully managing a very challenging year. And now I believe we're ready for a motion to adjourn. Member Van Wee moves we adjourn, seconded by Member Polybos. Any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye, and happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah.
Member Van Wee?
Aye, and happy holidays as well.
Chair Curry?
Aye. We had a four voting yes, none voting no, none voting present. We are adjourned. I would just echo the comments we've just had. Happy holidays. Happy end of 2020 to one and all. And thank you for being with us today. We are adjourned.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yep. Thank you all.